6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Check one. That can't be good. Let's check the other thermometer and hope for the best. Yeah, forget it. All right, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious, Dubious Goals. Yeah, the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm looking out the window at my thermometer that is the most accurate one, and it is already 29 degrees. So we've got another blazing hot day already in store for us today, and I'm not looking forward to it. Not excited. Don't like it. I thought it was supposed to rain, and I don't know why I thought that. I don't know why. Could have sworn they said something on the Weather Channel about the damn rain. So what does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean much, really, other than we are not going outside today. And I sort of wasn't going to anyway, because blah, blah, blah. I have to do a thing tonight. I'm going out to eat tonight. It's pizza night for me and the emeritus. And so I got to deal with that, and so I don't want to go outside and get all worn out and anything weird and blah, da, da, the McGoogans. And where the hell would we go? It's a very sunny day, too, of course, as you can imagine. And of course, you know, your first response should be, well, Tobe, you could have gone down to the creek. And yeah, that's true. Hold on a second. I'm just now noticing that somehow, somewhere, at some point in time, I have spilled some tea. I don't mean liquid tea. There's just tea leaves on my floor here. So we're just going to clean this up real quick. Probably did that this morning. Probably did that about an hour ago, 45 minutes ago. Ugh. So anyway, we could always go down to the creek, right? If it wasn't so hot, well, yeah, we could. But there's no reason to. Why? Oh, because I went down to the creek last night. Yeah, at about 8:15, I thought, oh, it's probably cooler now. Well, it was only marginally cooler. It was broiling. But at least the sun wasn't on me. So I went down to the creek last night with the old reacher grabber tool, the new golf ball retrieval tool that works ever so well. And I went down to the creek. I went down to the creek in the normal spot where we always go down. And, you know, we found absolutely no golf balls yesterday during Dubious Goals Committee. But when I went down there at night, approximately 8 hours later, 8.5 hours later, or thereabouts, I get down in the normal spot and I'm looking into the creek, and just going down the slope into the creek, I could already see a green ball in the water, or at least in the creek on the sand. So I go down there and I walk up to the edge of the creek, and yeah, it's it's a smorgasbord. So I went down into the creek. I assembled the ball retrieval tool. I picked up the green. There was what I thought was a red in the water, but it's really just one of those noodle oranges that's just really dark, and it's got a faded spot on it. Do they make them like this on purpose or what? And I thought it was a red, so I thought I picked up a green and a red, and I was very happy. Then I noticed there was something in the deep water right there. and I couldn't tell what it was. Oh, and then there was a pink. There was a pink. There was a pink on in an odd spot that I didn't see. And I'm like, oh, pink. Well, I might as well pick it up. And then there was this weird ball in the water. And I noticed that it was just, it didn't look right. It looked strange. I couldn't figure out what the hell it was. And so, yeah, we're going to have to grab it, right? Because it's in slightly deeper water. It's in about 25 centimeters of water, water that's muddy. And this, you know, you can't tell what color the ball is in these conditions. But I can see it, and so I used the super grabby tool to grab it and pull it up, and I'm so glad I did, because as soon as I pulled it out of the water, I realized I had something pretty decent. And yeah, I have this ball. It's a strange color. I would sort of describe it as peach. Do I have another one of these or not? That's the tricky part. I'm trying to... I haven't actually gone through my golf ball collection to compare it with anything. But I have other balls like this. This is one of those ice balls. It's a noodle, number one. It says ice. And it's like peach color. And the ice balls, you know, these are those balls that have a very thick, clear coating. And so you can see down into the golf ball. It's very cool. I think, oh, these are made by Maxfly. I always wondered about that. Okay, remember that. Noodle balls are made by Maxfly. So I pulled this ball out and I'm like, oh, all right, another ice ball. It's peach ice. You know, I've got daiquiri ice, I've got peach ice. And it seems like there's, I know I have at least one other ice ball. And over here in this box, this is not one, but it wants to be. It's here's that weird Callaway super light pink. What's the deal with Callaway and their pink? They're changing their pinks up all kinds of crazy. Well, so anyway, after I found like those four balls, they're all in my golf ball pocket, I'm looking upstream a little bit, and there's a couple white balls upstream, so I climb over the the picnic table, and I walk upstream about 10 steps to check the two white balls that are up there, and they're nothing. They're just garbage. Nothing garbage gazingans. And so I'm trying to remember, was there one other ball upstream? No, I was looking at regardless, it doesn't matter. This is not the important part of the story. Wait, I should probably turn this light off. Click. So then I decided, okay, maybe I'll go downstream. Since we're finding some decent color. We're finding some decent colored golf balls. Makes sense. We should go downstream. Because I was finding white balls too. I found a couple. But anyway. So I decided to make the trek downstream. And so I turned around. You know, I've got to get off the sandbars and I got to get back up on the bank so I can climb back down into the creek on the other side of the bend, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm preparing to cross, to climb over the picnic table again. Now you might be saying, why is there a picnic table in the creek? Well, we've explained this a couple of times, but in case you don't remember, there's just this picnic table that's half buried in the creek bed itself with water flowing around it. Somebody probably threw it down there off the golf course 10 years ago, 20 years. It couldn't have been 10 years ago. I was down there 10 years ago, 20 years ago or more. Who knows? And there's just this picnic table buried halfway in the creek right there where we always are. Yeah, there's one further downstream too. But anyway, as I'm getting ready to climb over the picnic table, you got to take a kind of a big step to get over. It's a little bit tricky. And, you know, I'm looking down because I got to watch my feet to make this step. And suddenly that's when I see, in a weird spot where we have found golf balls before, or at least one golf ball at a time, because only one golf ball can fit in this little spot. right there in the water on the front side where the top of, this doesn't make any damn sense, where the picnic table is. Needless to say, there's a golf ball, and it's hidden. You can only see it if you're going in that one direction, and it's weird. And I'm looking down, I'm like, what the hell is that? And I see black spots, and I'm seeing orange. What the hell is that? Grab the ball. And yes, it's another custom Callaway. My friends, how many customs have we found this year so far? Four, I think. It's these four right here, right? One, two, three, four. Unfreaking believable. Yeah, so this is one of those Callaways. And yes, it is a soccer ball. And yes, it actually does have pentagonal spots. It actually looks like a soccer ball. Some of the spots are black. Some of the spots are orange. And I've seen this color pattern before on some of the red, white, and blue soccer balls we have found. But no, this one's black and orange, and the spots themselves aren't actual or aren't just straight pentagons. They are a logo. I wasn't able to read it last night in the dark, but it says Fox Run. Now, I know where the Fox Run apartment complex is. I can't remember exactly where the Fox Run golf course is. There is a Fox Run golf course, isn't there? Here in town, I could swear there is. It seems so very familiar. Yeah, so anyway, another custom. And now that I'm thinking about it, let's just go check. Do I have an orange and black spotty one? No, I don't know. We got to go downstairs here. And we've got to look in this box. This box right here, which I got to take the stuff off the top of first. And we open the box. And here's where I keep all the soccer balls and the customs. And yeah. Okay, this is the one I'm thinking of. It was the gray and the black one with the what is it supposed to be? Is it the Las Vegas logo? This is the one I'm thinking of. It's black and gray, not black and orange. Look at all these beautiful customs I have. This box contains the Callaway customs, the one that looks like a baseball, all the soccer balls, the soccer ball logos, the logos, the this, that, the other thing. We got the leaf ball. We got the three shamrock balls. We have the oak tree leaf one. We got so much weird crap in here. I'm not going to throw this ball into this box yet, though. What is this one? Oh, I've got three logo balls in here, too. Why do I have these in here? They should be up in the logo ball. I thought they were cool, so I thought, oh, we better save them. No. Put those in the damn other box where they belong. Oh, we'll do it later. Stand back up. Yeah, so I found another custom golf ball last night. How many custom golf balls did we find last year? How many customs? It seems like it was only like one or two. We only find like one or two a year. We have found four so far this year. Interesting, interesting. So let's put it back here on the tray. I'm thinking about photographing all these balls at some point so you can see them. I got the three BDSs and two of the Callaways and this new soccer ball. And I got this green ball here that I really, really like, but somebody put red or orange magic marker on it. And I can't get it off. I tried alcohol last night. Yada, yada de dada. Yada de dada. Yeah, so last night was great. I got a red, a green, an orange, a pink, a peach. And a custom. I did walk the entire length of the creek, went down to the other side, and I found lots of golf balls. I left a pile of 18 golf balls, the eight or nine that we stacked up during the day. Yeah, there was another bunch of white golf balls laying around. I threw them all in a pile. Somebody's going to be very happy to find that. I left three or four on the island, just all white gulls that aren't worth my attention. So I got golf balls on the brain. Golf balls on my brain. And pizza. Looking forward to eating pizza very much tonight. Very much so. Oh, that was my neck popping. Crack. Ah, that felt good. All right, feeling a little flexible, feeling decent. Really pleased about my golf ball endeavors. And once again, I'm standing over here in the dining room looking at all my jugs of golf balls. And what I didn't mention was not only do I have all these jugs of golf balls, I've got these two little bowls full of logo balls. And they are they're ramen bowls. Well, technically they're not ramen bowls, they're udon bowls, instant udon. I got another bowl right here because I ate instant udon yesterday too. Why do I have all these damn logo balls? I got to start getting rid of some of these golf balls. I gotta move some stock. Gotta push the inventory. All right, so let's go downstairs because I kind of want some tea. But yep, here's the cat sitting right here. Hi, are you waiting for me? Yeah, I thought so. I can't imagine what you want to do. What's a kitty want to do? You want to rub your face up against my knuckles. Okay, that's good. We can do that. What you doing? All right, do you want some water or something? Are you just standing here? Yeah, okay. So we have to start walking towards the bathroom, which is the signal that kitties want water. So what we do, I think we all know the routine. We pick up the kitty water bowl and pour out the old kitty water. We flush the toilet to let the cat know that it's time to come in. Here she comes. We put the bowl back down on the ground. The cat circles the bowl multiple times.
What are you doing? Are you pretending you're Coriolis? Are you water going down the drain?
And then we start pouring the kitty water so the cat can drink it. And she is. She's drinking it up. She's a thirsty, thirsty baby. Sometimes cats get thirsty. It's a real life thing that happens. Thirsty cats. Okay. Now I gotta try to turn around. Go this way. Yeah, and so you're probably thinking, Tobe, you're gonna go have pizza tonight? Aren't you gonna miss your open mic? No. We're gonna be eating the pizza fairly early, so I got plenty of time. Plenty of time to go to my pizza and then go to my open mic. And that'll be fun. Although it doesn't look like it's gonna be fun. There's one guy signed up for 8 o'clock, and then that one particular duo that I cannot be bothered to even name because they're so absolutely terrible. And then Artemis is playing at 8:30. And then there's nobody signed up. I was really hoping this would be a Silk Knights week. But, yeah, apparently not. So, gadingens.
1, 2, 3, go!
Yampasa! Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
just want a lover like any other. What do I get? I only want a friend who stays to the end. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I'm in distress, I need a caress. What do I get? I'm not the maker, I just need a break. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I only get sleepless nights alone here in my home. Then the interest in the town I try, it's always that only happened to me instead. What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? Ah. Like any other, what do I get? I only want a problem love to the end. What do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? Well, let me tell you now.
What do I get? What do I get? What do I get?
No love.
What do I get?
No sleep at night.
What do I get?
Nothing this night.
What do I get?
Nothing at all, 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 'cause I don't get you.
No, yeah. Super tasty. The Buzzcocks. What do I get? Yeah, we had to have a little bit of a musical interlude there because I had to deal with the cat. And that's fun. Always kitty stuff. Okay, now what the hell's this all about? Do I need to be concerned? Why is this doing a thing? My thermostat, which is no longer a thermostat, it's some kind of iPad thingy, is on my wall. It's drawing the landscape of... what the hell is happening here? So I touch the screen, nothing happens. Is it rebooting? Okay, it looks like maybe that was rebooting or something. Okay. But what I came up here for was this. I like making weird sounds. Whether those are electronic sounds or completely and utterly analog. Okay, now, I'm sort of remembering what I came up here for. I was going to look in the refrigerator. Yeah, okay. I went to the store the other night. Was that two nights ago? We got to put this in here. All right, move the cottage cheese. Put the cottage cheese up here so we can put this here. And so that'll get cold. Okay, we're good. And I have one more bottle of Yogovera left. So does that mean we're visiting Thay-Thay-You today? No, it does not. Unfortunately. So, what else is going on? I am at a loss. Tobe, how's that possible? How could you possibly Wow, thermostat's doing that thing again. What the... okay. Well, now I can't even remember what I was supposed to be. Oh, yeah. I like making weird noises. And usually that's a cue to start up some synth or something, right? Normally? Of course it is. But we're not doing that. Why are we not doing that? Well, I'm trying to save the thing that's on the knobular for a show that's coming up on the 25th. Wait a minute. What the hell day is today? Today's the... Today's the 23rd. Yeah. Which means my show is in 2 days. Okay. Yeah, no problem. We've got the big modular night show coming up. And I gotta not touch... I have to not touch the knobular synth. The knobular synth. Because it's all set, and if you just barely touch any of the knobs, everything will be thrown out of whack, and the show will be terrible. Although, of course, that's not true. It'll still be amazing. But there's also the part of me that's thinking about not taking it. Maybe I should take little stuff. Maybe I should take the Bit Collider. Maybe I should take all the little single board stuff. Maybe I should do that crap, because that'll be fun, because then I could hook all my stuff up with Mike's little stuff, and we could have a little stuff festival. Because Mike's supposed to show up. Mike said he was going to show up, and I know he's got a Moog Werkstatt knit the breakout board, the expander module. And the expander module basically gives you, 3 millimeter phono access to Werkstatt stuff, which is normally just jumper cables. But anyway, I gotta figure out what the hell I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna take the stuff. I'm just gonna take the modular, I think. Yeah, you're hearing me think about it, 48 hours in advance? A little bit more than that, maybe 52 hours in advance. What the hell am I going to do? I got a show coming up. maybe I should write some music. Right? Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am getting a little bit stir crazy. It's getting hot. The thermostat's back to normal. Is it going to freak out again? Oh, looking out the front window, it's a summer day. I wanted rain. Is the rain gonna come or not? Apparently not. So, boom, bing, boom. I need to think about washing my hair. Is that what I was thinking about? That might have been what I was thinking about. I gotta remember not to eat any lunch, because I'm gonna go eat tons of pizza soon enough. Yeah, this is a terrible show. This was a very terrible episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I hope it's over.
This is the end of the line. Thank for God. Me. The end of the line, yeah?
Okay, it's all cool. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe. I'm going to eat pizza. I'm pretty damn happy about that.